Am I in the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a crushing nose, and I'm on your air. Highest necks on the cloud. Am I in the air? Sunday night's prime time. I flex my better Voltron, transform to DX Don. Mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Yo, what is going down, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the best entertainment show podcast on the interwebs. This is Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega, and I welcome you to the show, everybody. We're broadcasting live from the Red Dragons Radio Studios here in lovely Tucson, Arizona on July the 18th. It is a Tuesday, and we're ready to get you caught up with all the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news, television, movies, non-spoiler reviews. You come right here. I'm not on strike yet, so I'm going to be here bringing it to you. It is season 26, episode 26, and tonight's show is titled Your Mission. We're going to be breaking down the news from July 12th through today, July 18th, so strap on in. All right, guys, from a movie perspective, you know, we always start with our reviews, and I don't have really any new movies because when I recorded last week's show, I got to talk to you about Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, which was the new movie of the week. It had come out early. It was dropping in theaters on a Wednesday, but I went to the pre-screening on a Tuesday and then recorded our last week episode, The Key, on Tuesday night. So I was able to drop that review fresh and hot for you guys way before it hit theaters openly to everybody. So the only movie I have to talk about is Mission Impossible once again, because this weekend, I love that movie so much, I went back and I watched it again for the second time over this past weekend. Took my daughter, took my wife, and said, you know what? You guys need to see Mission Impossible. That movie was that damn good. We're going to go watch it. And I went to the Prime over at AMC, which is a beautiful big screen, really, really heavy sound. The seats even vibrate to an extent because the sound is so deafening. It was awesome. I'm not going to spend a ton of time talking about Mission Impossible because I did that last week, but I just wanted to state, I saw it a second time, and I think I loved it even more the second go around, man. I already gave this movie 5 out of 5 stars. Absolutely love this thing. Again, Tom Cruise just wowing us in this role, man. It made me really want to go back and do a binge of the other 6 movies. What I did do over the weekend, I didn't have time to binge all the movies, but I went through and I binged basically all the big action set pieces from number 4, 5, and 6. So it's just awesome stuff, man. Awesome, awesome stuff. Hayley Atwell, oh my goodness. Vanessa Kirby, oh my goodness. Rebecca Ferguson, oh my goodness. Palm Clemente, oh my goodness. This movie is loaded with female talent, male talent. I think this is the best I've seen Simon Pegg and Ving Rhames. You know, it's an interesting villain, so to speak, in this movie. And I'm really, really so excited to see part 2. It's just unfortunate that they had to cease production on part 2 because of this writer and director strike that's going on. So I don't know if we're going to get it on time next year. Depends how long this strike is stretched out. But guys, I'm just here to implore you, if you haven't seen it yet, go see Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. It is phenomenal. 5 out of 5 stars. Moving on over to the TV side, got a couple new things I want to touch on. And I'm one of the newest shows that I did see is a new show called Full Circle. And this is on Max. This one here, I didn't know anything about until just recently. And I watched the trailer and I thought, okay, this looks pretty crazy. Directed by Steven Soderbergh. So this is coming from high up, guys, over on the Max side. You got Claire Danes and Timothy Oliphant leading this one up. You got Zazie Beetz in here. You got Jim Gaffigan in here. Dennis Quaid is in here. And basically, Claire Danes and Timothy Oliphant's son gets kidnapped. And there's, a price on his head because Dennis Quaid on the show, who is Claire Danes' husband, or Claire Danes' father, I should say, he's a celebrity chef. So the people know that. They know he's got money, and they kidnap his grandson to get the ransom. And that's pretty much all I'm going to say, because non-spoiler here, it is a thriller. It is a crime drama. So far, the first two episodes have dropped. It's interesting. I don't absolutely love it yet, but I like where it's going. I like the story. Sometimes it's a little bit of a slow burn, but I like the people in it, and I'm curious to see how this one will play out. So check out Full Circle over on Max. Finally, I'm getting into Love and Death. I've been waiting to watch this show, and I know it came out a couple months ago, and the only reason I slacked on it is because this is the true story about Candy Montgomery, who murdered her best friend because she was having an affair with her best friend's husband. They did a television show based on this story last year on Hulu called Candy with Jessica Biel. Absolutely loved that show. Thought it was one of the best shows of last year. Loved it. So when this show was coming out, I was interested, but my wife was hesitating to really get started on it because she's like, we just watched this story. It's really nothing new. It's just different people playing the characters, right? And I get it. It is. But I like the cast on this one, man. Elizabeth Olsen is here playing Candy Montgomery. You got Jesse Plemons. You got Lily Rabe. You got Kristen Ritter. Tom Pelfrey. So there's a lot of good people in this one that makes me want to dive into this one. So we finally started it. Watch the first four episodes, and I really like it, man. I really like it, and it's a crazy story. I feel like I like Candy better, though, so far, but this one's telling the story in a little bit of a different way, and I think we're going to get in a little bit deeper to the story here on this one. But I love Elizabeth Olsen, and I've just been enjoying her portrayal here. So even if you've seen Candy, I still recommend Love and Death. It is on Max. You can binge the whole season now. And if you've only seen Love and Death, I suggest you go watch Candy over on Hulu. I think it'd be really cool for you to get both side perspectives on this one. So check that out as well. The other new thing I checked out over the weekend, they dropped a brand new comedy special from Kevin Hart over on Peacock. It's called Kevin Hart Reality Check. And it's about an hour long. It's a new stand-up special from him. And I'm so used to his stuff being on Netflix. But it's on Peacock, guys. This is one of the first comedy specials I've seen over on Peacock. I love Kevin Hart. This is a great stand-up special. I laughed my ass off. My daughter was in the other room watching TV, and she kept coming out like, why are you laughing so much? I'm like, we're watching a comedy show. I love Kevin Hart, man. I love his delivery. I love his storytelling. And this one is great. So if you have Peacock, definitely check out Kevin Hart Reality Check. And then real quickly, some shows I just want to kind of recap and touch on real fast. Platonic. Platonic just finished its season one over on Apple TV Plus. Love this show. One of my favorite shows of the year. Seth Rogen, Rose Byrne. This show is phenomenal. Love it. If you want a good comedy, definitely make sure you watch Platonic. You can binge the whole season now. After Party season two just started on Apple TV Plus as well. I loved season one of After Party, so I've been very excited for season two. What I'll say is the first two episodes of After Party season two dropped, and I'm not liking it nearly as much as season one. Not digging it. Not that it's horrible, but in comparison to how amazing season one was, I'm a little bit let down. But we'll see. We're only two episodes in. We'll see how the story goes. But After Party Season 2 is now on Apple TV Plus. And for those of you What We Do in the Shadows fans, what season are we on right now, man? We're on Season 5, guys. Season 5 just started. So the first two episodes have dropped over on Hulu and FX. So make sure you check out What We Do in the Shadows. Great first two episodes of the season. This show never misses, and I absolutely love it. So there you go. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 now in theaters. Go check it out. 5 out of 5 stars. Platonic on Apple TV Plus. Big thumbs up. After Party Season 2, Apple TV Plus. What We Do in the Shadows Season 5 over on Hulu. Kevin Hart Reality Check on Peacock. Full Circle on Max. And Love and Death over on Max as well. Let's talk box office, okay? Coming in at number 10, it is The Little Mermaid. Number 9 is Joyride. Number 8, No Hard Feelings. Number 7, Transformers Rise of the Beast. Number 6, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Number 5, Elemental. Number 4, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Number 3, Insidious, The Red Door. Number 2, Sound of Freedom. And number 1, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1. Mission Impossible box office is kind of hard to track at this point because the movie premiered early on a Tuesday, then it nationally opened on a Wednesday, and you know the box office only covers Friday through Sunday. So the Friday through Sunday, Mission Impossible made about $55 million. When you add in Wednesday, Thursday to it, it rounds out about $90 million, and then it made about another $150 million worldwide overseas. So its global total right now is about $250 million. Which ain't too shabby of a start there from Mission Impossible. And this is a movie that hopefully should have legs over the next several weeks, even though we got Barbie and Oppenheimer opening this weekend in that big double feature. The big shout out here is Sound of Freedom, man, a movie that's in his third week. And it actually went up. This is something you never see with movies. Movies go down on a week-to-week basis. Sound of Freedom went up 38.6%. That's right. Almost 40% increase for Sound of Freedom. It made like $13 million last weekend. It went up to $27 million on this week's box office. So big congratulations there to Sound of Freedom. I know there's some controversy around this movie, but we hear good things, and it's doing wonders at the box office. So congratulations there to Sound of Freedom. All right, guys, that's your box office. Let's switch gears. Let's get to our news of the week. Going back to Superman Legacy casting, we had some big ones on last week's show. Now we're finding out that Anthony Carrigan, who most people know from HBO's Barry, has been cast as the classic DC character Metamorpho, aka archaeologist turned hero Rex Mason. I know nothing about this character, but I will tell you I love Anthony Carrigan. He's an awesome actor, and I think he's going to do a great job. So there you go. Superman Legacy adding Anthony Carrigan as the DC hero Metamorpho. Coming to town. Borderlands movie. Craig Mazin says he's not a credited writer and reports that he did writing on this movie under a pseudonym are false. So we will leave that at that. Bob Iger extending his contract to Disney as the CEO through 2026. All American, the CW's lone homegrown series originally set for the fall, has been pushed to mid-season due to the strike. We have your full Emmys 2023 nominations list. So for all your favorite TV stuff, check out the nominations list. Don't have the time to read through it all right here, but definitely check that out. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 kicked off to $7 million in the Tuesday previews, which is when I went and saw it. So it actually outperformed the Mission Impossible Fallout, which had $6 million in its debut there. Tron Ares has cast Yellowjacket star Sarah Desjardins to an unknown role, along with, yes, Cameron Monaghan. Cameron Monaghan has also joined the cast in an undisclosed mystery role. James Cameron is making it seem like he's working on multiple Alita sequels. That would be awesome if true. I love Alita Battle Angel, and I'd love to see a sequel, so come on, bring them to me. We have the trailer for The Hardy Boys Season 3. You can check that out, coming to Hulu very soon. The Flash is hitting digital today, so if you're looking to pick it up at a full VOD price, you could do that as of today. Still head-scratching how the hell this movie failed as hard as it failed. It's not even in the top 10 anymore, guys. It's number 13 at the box office. 13. How the hell is The Little Mermaid still in there? Transformers, Spider-Man, Elemental, like all these other movies that came out after are still hanging on. But The Flash is already gone, dude. Number 13 at the box office. Insane right there. We got an inside look at Good Burger, number 2. Good Burger 2. As the stars discuss the plot details, so check that out if you're interested. This Fool Season 2, we have the trailer for that, which is going to be on Hulu. We have the trailer for The Retirement Plan, which is a new Nicolas Cage action comedy. Looks a little whack, but, you know, we do love our Nicolas Cage. We also have the Season 3 trailer for Physical, which is the final chapter of Rose Byrne's dark comedy over on Apple TV+. I love this show, and glad to see it coming back soon. James Gunn talking about the presence of all these superhero characters in Superman Legacy, basically talking about doing a Superman that lives in a world where a lot of these metahumans already exist, so you don't have to build up to it. And I appreciate that angle of it for sure. Tom Brittany is set to exit the series Grantchester after this last season. Judy Greer plays a grief-stricken mother in the new trailer for Aporia. The Roku channel is officially launching on Google TV. So even if you don't have a Roku, the Roku channel is something you can download on Google TV, on Samsung TVs, Fire TV sticks, which is really cool because there's a lot of exclusive programming that's on the Roku channel. So now you can watch it without having to get a damn Roku box. And I really appreciate that. Disney CEO Bob Iger admits that so many Marvel television shows on Disney Plus have negatively impacted the Marvel brand. He said they ended up making a number of television series, and frankly, it diluted the focus and the attention to the franchise. So that's coming from Bob Iger himself. I can't say if I agree or disagree on that because I love my Marvel. So the actors are on strike now, right? We've had the writers on strike for months now, and now the actors are on strike. We have an article up with the full breakdown of what they can and can't do, but if those of you are going to Comic-Con, not going to see any actors there. Nobody can promote stuff. Nobody can go to cons. It's going to be rocky, man. No late night talk shows, no podcast, no nothing. These guys are not allowed to really do anything or they will get their acting card revoked, which is not anything anybody wants. Very scary times here. So every movie that's filming right now, stop production, right? You got like Venom 3, Mission Impossible 8, all the Marvel movies, everything has officially shut down. Deadpool 3, just anything you can think of, TV shows, all of it done for now. And it's going to be a very quiet TV and movie season here. They're already starting to talk about movies getting pushed back to next year to flesh out the calendar. Movies that are supposed to come out this year being pushed back. Movies that are coming out next year not being able to be done in time. It's like COVID all over again. It is pretty crazy, man. They need to address these concerns. We've even posted up on our Twitter the video of Fran Dresser, who is the SAG-AFTRA president, talking about just the insulting behavior that caused the strike. So pretty cool video. It's about 6 minutes long of her talking about that. The CW has scored a four-season rights to 50 ACC college football and basketball games from Raycom and ESPN. So a lot of stuff there coming to CW, which is pretty cool. Let's see here. We have the trailer for The Pod Generation, starring Emilia Clarke and Chiwetel Ejiofor, so check that out if you're interested. We have some set photos of Quiz Lady, which is a new Sandra Oh and Awkwafina-led R-rated comedy that'll be coming to Hulu. New Star Wars Young Jedi adventures are coming to Disney Plus in August. Nathan Lane will not be returning to Only Murders in the Building Season 3. The Lincoln Lawyer Season 2 Part 2 trailer has dropped, and you can check that out. We also have the trailer for River Wild, which is a sequel, requel of the old school River Wild movie that came out back in the 1990s with Meryl Streep and Kevin Bacon, I believe. So this one has Adam Brody and Leighton Meester starring in it, so check that out if you are interested. The Witcher Season 3 Part 2 gets a trailer showing Henry Cavill's final episodes as Geralt. We have found out that Gen V, which is the boys' spinoff, is going to be released on Prime Video in September, which is awesome. Samara Weaving will star in a new thriller called Eeny Meeny, coming from 20th Century. Let's see here. Lincoln Lawyer Season 2 Part 2 will premiere on August 3rd over on Netflix, along with The Witcher Season 2 Volume 2 this month on July 27th. Amazon setting fall premiere dates as well for Reacher Season 2 and Donald Glover's Mr. and Mrs. Smith television series, so check out their breakdown. Vice, which was a show on Showtime, had been canceled, but they are seeking a new home on hopefully another streamer. So if you're a fan of that show, keep your fingers crossed. Mortal Kombat has also shut down production and filming, along with Gladiator 2. Walking Dead Daryl Dixon is getting a premiere date in September over on AMC. Michael Cera is leading Steven Soderbergh's new surprise time travel series called Command Z. Let's see here. Miss Marvel going to make her broadcast debut on ABC later this summer. Looks like they're going to do a 2-night event, and they're going to do 3 episodes on night 1 and 3 episodes on night 2. And this seems to be what a lot of networks are going to do, right? They're going to take stuff from the streamers and put them on their networks so they could fill a void because of this strike. So very interesting there. There was a lot of talks that James Cameron was going to make a movie based on that sub that just got crushed going down to see the Titanic recently. James Cameron says, no, I am not in talks about an Oceangate film, nor will I ever be. James Cameron calling it a tragedy and saying that he's not looking to make a movie out of it. So there you go. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. So globally, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, $235 million globally, $155 million overseas. So there you go there. Just to break down that. Peacock raising its prices. A lot of people freaking out. A lot of people freak out over subscription price raising. When you look into it, you're talking a dollar, right? They're like, was $4.99, now $5.99. There's no reason to get mad over a dollar, okay? Peacock has a ton of movies, television shows, the WWE Network, sports, live TV. Peacock is worth the extra dollar, guys. Just pay it up and don't bitch about it, okay? Okay. Depending on how long the strike goes on, movies are looking to start moving back on the calendar, and with productions on hold indefinitely, several major titles set for 2024 or beyond could miss their release dates. So there you go, guys. It is getting sticky out there. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 finally coming to Disney Plus on August 2nd. So that's when you can start filming, streaming that one. I already bought my copy. I went on Vudu, bought it last week, already watched it. Love having that in my collection. So not waiting for Disney Plus. But if you want to wait August 2nd, there you go. Speaking of another streaming show, kind of, or getting moved around to network television, The Dutton Family, guys, coming to CBS. That's right, Yellowstone repeats will air for the first time on broadcast television as part of CBS's strike-impacted fall 2023 schedule. We have the trailer for Harlan Coben's Shelter, which showcases the upcoming Prime Video mystery thriller. The Chosen, the Jesus series, gets SAG go-ahead to complete season 4. So yes, they've been given special treatment to go ahead and finish the season, and they won't have to wait till the strike's over, so that's pretty cool there. Doctor Who season 14 is wrapped production. We have the trailer for season 2 of Minx. It is a Red Band trailer, and it's coming soon, Friday, July 21st, actually, over on Stars. The Creator, we have the new second trailer for that, John David Washington's new sci-fi movie, so check that out. We also have a teaser trailer previewing the final 2 episodes for Secret Invasion. That's right, guys, we only have 2 episodes left before Secret Invasion wraps up, so that's kind of going quick. In some sad news, Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello have announced their divorce after 7 years of marriage. This bums me out. I thought that they were perfect together. They've been married since 2015. Sad to hear this one, man. Tom Cruise getting in, trying to get the SAG-AFTRA and the studios to work together. That's right. He urged the AMPTP to hear out SAG-AFTRA's concerns on AI and support the guild's position on stunt performers. He also asked the performers' union to allow stars to promote films, given the fragile state of movie theaters. So we'll see if they get with that one there. We have Killing It season 2 trailer, Craig Robinson show that's on Peacock. I loved season 1, so glad to see season 2 is almost here. We have your first look at Pet Sematary Bloodlines, which is the new Stephen King movie that's coming. It is a prequel series to Pet Sematary. The Last of Us will continue at least for 3 seasons, by the way. That's what the showrunners say. Masters of the Universe, which has been working on a live-action movie over at Netflix, is officially dead. That's right. They're going to try to shop it around, but it's pretty dead at this point, at least at Netflix. We have the Chi Season 6 trailer, so check that out. The new season coming back to Showtime very, very soon. And on that note, my friends, that's it. Yes, it isn't even 25 minutes into the show, and we're done already. So this strike is really going to start impacting our news as well, right? If there's no movies filming and there's no TV series filming, I think a lot of our news that we get talking about what's renewed, what's canceled, who's signing on to what's in production is really going to grind to a halt. So our podcast might be getting shorter and shorter here week by week. Plus, you know, I didn't really have any new movies to talk about other than Mission Impossible. But hey, you know, it is what it is. We do the same thing week in, week out. Some episodes are longer, some are shorter. We got you through. That is the latest and greatest, and we're caught up. So let's do some plugs and let's get on out of here. AmIOnTheAir.com is our official webpage. Make sure you bookmark that. It's got everything you need right there. Listen to all the podcasts. Listen to the spoiler reviews. Just check it all out. Make sure you subscribe to our Quick Bites podcast as well. It is a separate podcast, so make sure you subscribe. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. Follow us on Twitter at AmIOnTheAir. And follow me directly at DXDonMega. Same goes for Threads, so follow at AmIOnTheAir on both of those for me and for AmIOnTheAir. Over on Threads, we, of course, like us, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, wherever you stream, give us a subscribe, give us a thumbs up, give us 5 stars, whatever you do, help a brother out, please. And of course, subscribe to us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Simply search Am I on the Air and you will find us. Shout out to our great affiliates at Red Dragons Radio and the Pop Culture Pros. That's reddragonsradio.com, on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio, Pop Culture Pros, on Twitter at popculture_pros. Thank you for always streaming the show on demand. That'll do it for me and for the week. I hope you all have an amazing rest of your week. Stay cool out there because it is hot. It's like 115 right now here in Arizona, and I can't stop sweating. So I hope you guys are cooler wherever you're at. It's going to be a hell of a summer. It's going to be a cruel summer. But take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all, we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Peace.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening. Red Dragons! Red Dragons!